Welcome back to the Pollock Library Podcast. This is Module 3, entitled Nursing Literature, What is Peer Reviewed? Before we jump into the databases to find some of those articles, let's talk a little bit about the literature in the nursing and the health science fields. By this I mean like the journals and magazines, books, textbooks, and even websites. In almost every discipline, the literature can be categorized as either scholarly or non-scholarly. And in talking with faculty over in your Department of Nursing, I know that many, if not most, of your assignments will require that you find and use scholarly sources. So let's nail down what that exactly means. Typically, we're talking about journal articles when we talk about scholarly literature in nursing and in medicine and health science. Things change so rapidly in these fields, and journal articles are usually the best way to find out about the latest findings and evidence as journal issues come out so frequently. There are a few characteristics of scholarly and non-scholarly publications that I think will really help explain this. A scholarly journal is one that maintains a panel of experts in that field. They review all of the articles that are submitted for publication. These experts are typically big-name researchers or faculty in that field. Often their credentials are even provided in the list of reviewers for that journal. Say you come up with a research study. You collect some data and you're able to draw some conclusions based upon those findings. Of course, you'd want to then write it up as an article and submit it for publication. When you send it to a scholarly journal, the panel of reviewers determines whether or not your article is appropriate for that journal. There's several criteria. For example, is it of the caliber that they require? Is it a sound study? Is it timely? Or has this information already been published somewhere else? Does it relate to the scope and the nature of that particular journal? This jury may accept the article without revisions. They may ask you to modify the article, or they may reject it outright. But this intense level of review is what defines a scholarly journal. The review process can take easily a year from the time you submit an article to the time it's actually published. Sometimes you'll hear scholarly journals called refereed or juried or peer-reviewed, but they all mean the same thing. The articles in these types of journals are geared toward the researcher, so they have a fairly high reading level. Average read time is about 9 pages per hour. They take a while to understand and to digest, and they almost always have a substantial reference list to place their study within the context of other research that's been done on the topic. Okay, so non-scholarly publications are often magazine or newspaper articles. Although these publications will have editors, submissions won't go through such an intense review process. In fact, they usually have a staff of journalists that report on various topics. And the audience is very different as well. These are geared toward the consumer, the general public. So let me give you a few examples of each. The journal called Applied Nursing Research is peer-reviewed. And I know this because as I open up the print version of it, the front pages actually tell me that. It says right here, Applied Nursing Research is a refereed research journal devoted to uniting the efforts of all professional nurses to advance nursing as a research-based profession. And they also give a list here of all the reviewers and their credentials. Okay, so that's refereed. Here, let me give you a few examples of non-scholarly publications. You're probably familiar with publications like RN or California Nurse. So these are trade publications written by practitioners for practitioners. They'll have great information, but they're not usually going to be the in-depth research articles you may need. Popular publications like Time Magazine or Newsweek, Parenting Magazine, well, they'll provide very current information, but the articles are written more for the general public. Again, not the high-caliber nursing student as an audience. Most newspapers and websites will also fall into this category of non-scholarly material. Now, if you ever have a concern about whether or not a particular journal is peer-reviewed, let me tell you how to find out more about it. There's a database called Ulrichs Periodicals Directory. That's Ulrichs, U-L-R-I-C-H. It's a database that we subscribe to here at the library. You can get to it from the library homepage. Over on the left-hand side under Quick Links, you'll see a link to the A to Z list of all of our databases. Link in there, and you'll find Oryx, of course, near the bottom. Get into Oryx and type in the name of the journal that you're concerned about. It'll pull up the record for that particular item, tell you a little bit about it, when it started, who publishes it, how many times it comes out a year. But most importantly, it'll tell you if that journal is refereed or not. All right, so within these refereed or scholarly publications, let's talk about the types of articles you'll find in them. Because I know for some of your nursing classes, you have to identify particular types. So basically, you'll find three types of articles. You'll find research, clinical, and literature reviews. So a research or an empirical article describes an actual study that was done. This could be a qualitative study or quantitative study. Research articles are actually pretty easy to spot. If you read the abstract or that little summary at the beginning, look for these key words, things like purpose of the study. They'll describe their research question. Look for methodology. That'll explain how they collected their data, maybe describe the population being studied. Third word is findings. What did the data show? And then finally, conclusions based upon the findings. So again, look for those words, purpose of the study, research methodology, findings, and conclusions. Typically, then, you're looking at a research article. And again, the key point here is that the author or the authors did an actual study themselves, how they collected data. Okay, second type of article is often called a clinical article. These are a little bit more fuzzy, but basically they are presenting information for the clinician. Could be of different types here. We might have like an overview of an issue or a condition or a diagnosis, kind of a background piece. They might discuss an intervention or options for intervention or different assessment methods. It'll be something very practical that you could use to improve your clinical practice. But they didn't actually do a study, so keep that in mind. You may find case studies, like this is how we've done this procedure in our clinical setting, and it works or it doesn't work. You may also find guidelines or standards, say from different groups. Okay, so the third type of article is a literature review. This is where an author pulls together research studies that have been done on a particular topic. And they may compare, contrast the findings in these different studies. They may synthesize the results of different studies to draw some overarching conclusion. But remember, they didn't actually do the study. They're just looking at other studies that have been done, doing some compare, contrast. There's a particular type of literature review called a systematic review. This is where an author attempts to synthesize all of the literature on a particular topic. You'll hear systematic reviews associated with evidence-based medicine, or EBM, because they pull together all of the evidence to help guide decisions. Systematic reviews provide a compilation of randomized control trials done on human subjects, very important there and key, human subjects, and they'll provide some analysis and conclusions. Probably the best well-known source for systematic reviews is the Cochrane Library. That's a database that we provide through the Pollock Library. You can get to that. Just go to the library homepage, www.library.fullerton.edu. Under Find Articles, you'll get into the nursing category, and that lists about 15 databases that I've posted there that will index material most relevant to nursing topics. And get into Cochrane to look for systematic reviews. We'll look a little bit more in depth at the Cochrane Library in a later podcast. But remember those three types of articles. A research article, where somebody actually does a study. The second is a clinical, or often called a best practices article. Kind of a background of an issue or a condition, maybe guidelines. Something that would enhance your clinical practice. And the third type is a literature review, where someone looks at a couple of studies that have been done on a topic, or maybe multiple studies. So the research article and the literature articles, they're typically pretty easy to spot. It's those clinical ones where you're really going to have to take a look, read through the whole article, and first, you know, decide if it's not a research and it's not a literature, then you're going to have to determine if you're looking at a clinical article. So that's it for now. I'll see you in the next podcast.